Torah is l'kavod nishmas adir. Moshe Rabbeinu and Rav Nachman. This Torah began Parshas Behaloscha. I was actually walking in Kfar Rockaway on Shabbos with Yosef Polinsky. Said to me, Sunu, anything over Shabbos? So I said, you know, here's a little something. And it's been on my heart and on my mind to share this Torah for a long time. But it's appropriate now that it's the Yartzeit of Rav Nachman and the Shem of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rather than save it for a Tuesday Chabur, I think it's more appropriate. One of the most fascinating words in the entire Torah is the word Kain. Chaf Nun. Kain means yes, I guess. I guess you wouldn't say that the word Kain is one of the more common words in the Torah. In Parshas Behaloscha, the word Cain appears 12 times. 12 times. The first one being Vayas Aharon Cain. Vayas Cain Aharon. And Chazal say that Vayas Cain Aharon means that he lit the menorah, and by lighting the menorah, he brought down the Or HaGonos, Shechina Kedoshah. And in fact, the word Cain is the Sheirish of the word Shechina. Shachin. That there's something about the affirmative that a person says, Cain is a lashon of Nachain, it's a lashon of MS, that it associates itself with the Shechina Kedosha. And in Parshas Behaloscha, which begins with the lighting of the menorah, the entire Parsha is illuminated with the secret of Vayas Aharon Cain, that 12 times in the Parsha the word Cain appears. Pliatsuma. The first one being Vayas Cain Aharon, and the very last one, the 12th one at the end of the parasha, is Loi Cain Avdi Moshe. V'chol Beis Hinei Manhu. Now this idea, Loi Cain Avdi Moshe, in its context, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying that Moshe is different than everybody else. Like in Avdi Moshe, Moshe is not like this. But these two words, like Cain, if you stop for a moment and just contemplate what's going on over here, Loi Cain is a tarte de sasri. It's mamash a steer mini obey. Loi means no. Cain means yeah. There's a secret called Loi Cain. Has to do with Emuna. Loi Cain with the Kailo is Gamachi Emuna. As the Pasuk concludes, Loi Cain Avdi Moshe B'chol Beisi Ne'eman Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Ne'eman. This is a yesod, this idea of Loi Cain Avdi Moshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these two words is touching up what is the nekuda of the Avdus of Moshe Rabbeinu. That what Moshe has and Aaron and Miriam don't understand of Moshe Rabbeinu is the secret of Loi Cain. That Aaron understands Vayas Cain Aharon. Aaron understands very good what the secret of Cain. He was able to bring down the Shechina Kedosha with lighting the menorah. But the one-up that Moshe has on Miriam and Aaron, that they spoke Lashon Hara, that they didn't understand about the Gavus of Moshe, was that Moshe understands the very last of the canes, which is the bottom of the barrel, where the cane goes to such a low place that it coexists with the Loi. Rav Nachman's Torahs are very much about the Menias, the Menias, the Menias. that a person has to have the strength to be misgaber on all the minyas. That when a person has a machshava toiva, if he has a ratzin, the kedusha, that he has to be able to be misgaber on all the minyas. Where does this come from? If there's a meaning in the way, maybe it's not the ratzin Hashem. So you should push and push and push. Who's to say that because you want to go to Uman, and your mother tells you no, or your wife tells you no, that you should push it? Where does that come from? Such an azus. Even the Gedolei Yisrael, they shy about this. But there's a secret by Rav Nachman, which is called Loikein. And this is the secret of Moshe Rabbeinu. The secret behind Loikein is the secret of that which it says in the Pasuk. It says by Avodah Zarah, Hashem warns Yidin, Lo Yisasud Kein L'Hashem Elokecha. Don't do Avodah Zarah. But the secret here is that behind every Loi there's a Kein. Behind every no that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says to a Jew who has a Ratzon Tov, it's not really a no. It's really a yes. But Hashem has to say no. And so therefore the Avodah is, and this is Pshat in the Pasuk, Loi Sa'asun Kein. You have to make every Loi into a Kein. When? L'Hashem Elokeichem, when your kavanah is L'Shem Shemayim. The first time I went to see Rav Morgenstern, Shlita, I asked him this question. I had him in a moment where he was taking off his tefillin. And I said to him, how does a Jew know whether or not it's the Ratzon Hashem, not the Ratzon Hashem? Going back 7 years ago. He's taking off his tefillin. I still remember his face. He says, it depends if his kavanah is L'Shem Shemayim or not. Lo Yisasun Kein is befrat when it's L'Hashem Elokecha. This is mamash a secret. It's a secret. Like we say in davening, Chuk of a Mishpatim L'Yisrael. That Hashem gave His Chukim and His Mishpatim L'Yisrael. What is that Chukim and Mishpatim L'Yisrael? Loi Asachin. This idea, this ability to turn a Loi into a Kain, is a Chuk and Mishpat L'Yisrael. That's why it says, Loi Asachin L'Chol Goyim Mishpatim Ma'idam Ha'Lelukah. They don't understand this secret. And if you're going to tell me that's not how you read the Pasuk, if you take a look at the Pasuk, you're going to see. Look inside the Siddur. It says, Chukav Mishpat of Yisrael, Lo Yasachin L'chol Goy, Psik. There's a Psik in the middle of the Pasuk. Which really makes no sense. Lo Yasachin, Psik, period. L'chol Goy, Mishpatim Ma'idum, Hallelujah. But David HaMelech is being merames. Chuk of Mishpat v'Yisrael lo yasachin. And even this word vayas kein aharon, vayas lo yasachin, lo yasun kein. Without getting into the pratim, is what's called the shana haron, the shin ayin lights. In order to turn a loy into a kein, you need to be mamshech the shana haron. That's the secret of Asa. The 370 lights of Tikkun, of Geula. There's many other psukim in the Torah which are meramis to the sin, and we can't go through all of them. The one we're familiar with in the Haftarah of Yeshaya, which you read on Tainus, says, Kain Zvari Hayayitzi Mipi Lo Yashuv Elei Renkam. Kain! Dvari hayoytzim ipi. When the word Cain comes out of my mouth, loy yoshev elei reka. You should send back the loy empty. The loy is really empty. There's no substance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's loy. He doesn't say loy. Like people say, you know, I davened and Hashem said no. But if you stop there, then you don't understand Rav Nachman. You don't understand Rav Moshe Rabbeinu. Like it says that when the Yidden were leaving Mitzrayim, they wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. It says, L'chu zivchu lelekechem ba'aretz. So the Paro says, go. He says, go bring your karbanas here in Mitzrayim. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu say back to Paro? Loi nachin la'asais kein. Pashup, I mean, it's not good to do that. It's a weird thing to say. Loi nachin la'asais kein. This is what Moshe is saying to Paro. Loi, the real thing to do, is nachin la'asais kein. You're telling me no. I'm telling you I don't take no for an answer. Moshe Rabbeinu was the person who mamish, he stopped at nothing. There was nothing, there was no no that you could tell him that he wouldn't run it over. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu's mid is the mid of Netzach. Nitzchias. Netzach means that I'll roll you right over. You can't stop me, it's eternal. Moshe wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. He davened 515 tefillos to go into Eretz Yisrael. Is that not taking no for an answer? 515 tefillos. To the point that Hashem tells Moshe, "Stop! Al toisiv daber elai oyd b'davar hazeh." Because he knew that there was a cane behind that lie. And Hashem had to tell Moshe, he says, yeah, I know you know the secret, I know you know, I'm telling you, please don't do anymore. That's where Befrat and going into Eretz Yisrael we find this in. Like Moshe said, no, we got to bring in Eretz Yisrael. We have to go to Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe tried to go into Eretz Yisrael, even by the Bnos Tzlavchar. The Bnos Tzlavchar, they come to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu, lo manigara, why should we be left out from going into Eretz Yisrael? Moshe says, yeah, you have a good point. I know exactly what you're talking about. So to bring it to Hashem. Bring it to Hashem. And they weren't going to take no for an answer, the Bnos Tzlavchar. So what does Hashem say back? Kain, Bnos Tzlavchar divers. Kain. They understand the Kain. They got the Kain out of me. Because Alpi Halacha, there was no room. Right? It's funny that they're going to say, what about us? What do you mean, what about you? There's a halacha here. Halacha is that there's no Yerusha for you. And you're coming with a Lama Nigar? What is Lama Nigar going to do? So she says, oh, Cain. Cain, Ben Asif Chadov, as they understand. It also explains why Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meragim into Eretz Yisrael, even though he knew that it wasn't such a good idea. You know, Hashem kind of gave him the impression that, listen, shlach l'daitcha, you know, you're not going to get anything from me. Moshe said, I'll send him anyway. Because when it's going into Eretz Yisrael, there's a b'china up. Even if the answer is no, you still go to Eretz Yisrael. Hakol ma'alin l'Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah says. You can force people to come to Eretz Yisrael. The halacha is you can force others to come to Eretz Yisrael. Hakol ma'alin. Kol is Rashi Tevas loy chein. And when Hashem told Avram he was going to Eretz Yisrael, Lech Lecha Me'atzcha, Lech Lecha is also Rashi Tevas Leichein. Shlach Lecha Anashim, also Leichein, Lecha. When Hashem told Moshe, stop davening, he says, Rav Lach, Lach is also Leichein. This is the Azus, the Kedusha that Rav Nachman is talking about. It's not just like a person's a bully. He's going to bully Hashem. He knows that if his Ratzon is Lashem Alekechem, then Loi Sasim Kain. Then you can make Hashem, you can reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kain, which is behind that Loi. This is the Mid of Netzach HaMoshe Rabbeinu. Like the Gemara says in Baba Metzia, Daf Nun Tes, that Hashem says, Nitzchuni Banai, Nitzchuni Banai, that they know how to be Menatzeach. Rav Tzadok says, it wasn't that we beat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol. We really know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And when we reveal the cane behind that lie, that's called Nitzchuni Banai. That's the Mid of Netzach. We find this Midah especially by Yosef HaTzadik. That he had a dream that he would become Melech, and it was a Ratzon to become Melech. Like the brother says, HaMalech Timlach Elenu. You dreamt this dream, you created this dream because your Ratzon is so strong. And he stopped at nothing in order that it should become true. That's why Yosef is called a Na'ar. Because a Na'ar, you can't rationalize with a Na'ar. A Na'ar just, I'm going to do what I'm going to do and that's it. And you find this by Moshe Rabbeinu also. Moshe is also called a Na'ar. Where is Moshe called a Na'ar? V'hinei Na'ar Boicha. The beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu's, the creation of Moshe, the first introduction we have that Moshe is called, it's called many things in the Torah. The first thing it's called is a Na'ar. V'hinei Na'ar Boicha. Yosef is called a Na'ar. Because the mid of a Na'ar is that you get your way. No matter what, you're going to get your way. And this is the secret of what the Pasuk says in Tehillim. Kain B'nei HaNa'urim. That the secret of the B'nei HaNa'urim, those who are called B'nei Na'arim, that there are people that they have this Na'aris to themselves. It's called Kain B'nei HaNa'urim. That's Hinei Na'ar Boicha. Boicha is Rashi Tevos, Kain B'nei HaNa'urim. So therefore it was appropriate that Moshe Rabbeinu should take up the bones of Yosef into Eretz Yisrael. Can imagine the nitzchias that Moshe and Yosef combined. Chacham Levi Kach Mitzvahs. Because in order to come into Eretz Yisrael, you need to have the midah of Na'aris of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Na'aris of Yosef HaTzadik, the B'nai Slavchad who come from Yosef, and they understand Kein B'nai Slavchad Dovreis. But to come into Eretz Yisrael, you need this Azaz the Kedusha. That's called Chacham Levi of Moshe Rabbeinu. That he understands the heart of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that really a Loi is really a Kein. That's what Yosef says to the brothers, Im Kenim Atem. What does it mean, Im Kenim Atem? He called somebody, are you from the people who are the Kenim? It's not a Ken with a Kof, it's a Ken with a Chof. Rashi says, if you speak Emes, if you're B'nai Emes, Kenim Atem means to say Yosef was amongst the Kenim, that he understood the secret of Kenim. And he says to them, V'ye'amnu divrechem v'leisamusu v'yasu Ken. V'ye'amnu divrechem, if you understand the secret of Emunah, V'loi samusu, you kill the loi, v'yasu chen, and you do the cane. And in fact, this is the etzah that Yehuda uses against Yosef. So Yedaber no avdecha daber be'aznir adonai v'ayicha abcha v'yavdecha. He pushes the buck. He says, come over here. And he goes right into his ear and he talks to him. What a chutzpah. Where'd you learn that from? You learned that from Yosef. What do you mean? You're not allowed to do that to the king. Who cares what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do? I'm going to do it anyways. And that's how he's able to machshneah. He's from the Canaan. He knows how to play with Yosef. You have this midah by Avraham Avinu by the Akedah as well. Like we said before, that Hashem says by the Akedah, lech lecha l'eretz hamayriyeh. He's being meramis and lech lecha. You have to take the secret of loy kain. What does it say by Avraham Avinu? He was asked to do the most incredulous thing in the world, to go shecht his son. Crazy. And you know how many times he wanted to say no, 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 no? But he turned every loy into a chain. And the Medrash says that every time the Satan came, what did Avram say? Afal pi chain. The words are al-menas kain. Menas is like a lashon minia. Al-menas kain. I'm going to do it. Kain, kain, kain. No matter what, I'm going to do it anyways. And that's why it says, Vayikach es shnei na'arav imai. He took his two lads with him, his na'arim. The Sfarim say Shnei is a lashon of the Shanim. He took his years of Na'aris with him. He was an old man at the time, but he says, I have to be a Na'ar now. To be a Na'ar means that even though my Yitzhar is telling me no, 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 I'm going to say yeah, 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 yeah. And that's what we say after we read the Akedah every single day. We say to God, Yiratzan Kishem Sheyich Bashu. The Avram was Kaivish. His Rachmanas, Kein Yichbishu Rachamachas as Kasra. Kein Yichbishu. Take a look at the tefillah there in Shachris every day. Kein Yichbishu. There's a side of Kein Yichbishu that the Kein should be Kaivish. The Kas, which is called Loi. that even though there's a midas hadin, which is don't be goyal the yidin, Hashem be megala your cane, just like Avraham Avinu was megala his cane. We see the secret of Rabbi Akiva. We know it was the neshama of Yosef HaTzadik. As the machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, that when Hashem gave the luchos to Bnei Yisrael Har Sinai, it says Rabbi Shmuel says that on every lav they said loy, and on every asay they said hain. They said lav and hain. Rabbi Akiva says no. On every asay they said hain, and also on every lav they said hain. I mean, every lav you say hain. Rabbi Akiva was the ish hasayid. He was nichnas into the paradise. To go into the paradise means that even when Hashem says loy, you still say hain. And in fact, the Zohar says that when Hashem said loy sirtzach loy sinaf, He said it like this: loy sirtzach, loy sinaf. Because if not for the fact that Hashem paused between loy and sirtzach, you wouldn't be able to kill even in Beis Din. You might be able to kill. But Hashem said no, loy period sirtzach. That there's a way to understand the loy of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That there's a cane behind the loy. This is mamish the whole derech of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says many times, Rav Nosson brings this out, that a Jew has to be like a nar in his avodas Hashem. A nar means not to take no for an answer. It means behischadshes. Rav Nachman always speaks about, even if you feel like you're going to be miyayish because of the menias, no, you have to always start again, you have to be a nar. You have to have the azas of a nar, he says. But there's a secret to that azas of a nar. That is because you understand that there's a cain behind the loy, that Hashem is like a father to his son. And really, really wants to give him all the Dvarim Shebikdusha. And Hashem doesn't say lie, He's just telling you lie. You have to be able to see within that lie that there's really a cane which is hiding there. You see this from the fact that in the Yigim Midas of Rachamim, there's no Midah of Din in the Yigim Midas of Rachamim. That Hashem's Midas are all Rachmanas. There's a secret of turning every lie into a Kale. Kale Racham. Not going to go into that prat. But this we can understand that where Rav Nachman says in Sichas Haran, this is a quote: "Be'inyan mashakasa b'zera kodesh b'pekam habris b'frat manda oishet zara b'rekanya chas v'shalom." Nachman says that regarding that which the Zayar says, that there's no tshuva for a person who is putting him in the bris. Ein moyel tshuva, Omer Rabbeinu Zal. Rav Nachman said, She'ein adavar kein, ela halakol moyel tshuva. That it's not true that on every single thing there's tshuva. And then he writes like this. Rav Nachman says, Va'amar, She'bizeha maimer zayhar. That this maimer zayhar, Ein shun adam yoidin amevi pshat rakhu levat. There's nobody in the world who knows pshat on the zayhar except me. V'sha'akol be'emes moyel tshuva bevade al-chaytza, afilim hifirilish pshay. Chas v'shal. That there's no matter what you do, that there's going to be, you can have tshuva for it. Nobody understands the Zohar except me. What is he talking about? How can he even say such a thing? But the pshat is that Rav Nachman understood the Zohar HaKadosh, pasha pshat. That even when the Zohar says no, there's still a yes. That's pshat. But there's nobody understood it like him, because this was his whole life he lived like the Zohar. There could be other tzaddikim that they understood it, but they didn't understand it like him, because he built his whole mahalach and avodas Hashem on this Zohar. In the most unusual place, this is where he found his mahalach. And it's in fact, merum is in the words of Rav Nosson himself. Listen to the words again, if you didn't catch it the first time. Amar Rabbeinu Zal, She'ein hadavar kein, rak ala kol moyel tshuva. That's mamish in the words itself. She'ein Hadavar Cain. That the Dibur of Ain is really a Cain. And in the same way that it's Tzaddik, that his loy that he takes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really a Cain. By a Rasha, it's the opposite. You can't ever take the word of a Rasha as being his word. That even if you hear a cane from a Rasha, it's really a lie. That's pshat that Dovan HaMelech begins to tell him, Al kain loy yakumu rishayim b'mishpat. Al kain loy yakumu rishayim b'mishpat. And there's other places like that in Parashas Ve'e. It says, Ta'ase loy kain yikshe be'enai. When you make a loy into a kain, yikshe be'enai, Hashem says. That's difficult for me. You know what else understood the secret of Light Cain? Esther Malka. Uvechein Avayel HaMelech. That even though it said Noi, that even though the Melech said no, nobody can come in right now. Uvechein Avayel HaMelech. I go in with the secret of Uvechein. And every Rosh Hashanah we go in with Uvechein. Like the Sfarim say, Uvechein Tein Pachtecha. V'chein tzadikim. We go into v'chein, v'chein, v'chein. But even though Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin and Hashem says loy, 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 we say, we don't know, take no for an answer. V'chein, v'chein, v'chein. V'chein b'nosav chadayvars. And in Frat and Chodesh Elu, we need this cane. Because Eretz Yisrael is associated with Tishrei. Tishrei is the man that we go into Eretz Yisrael. I said the positive Vyarashta Ha'aretz. Vyarashta is Osios Tishrei. It's Yerushas Ha'aretz. We've not seen as many Torahs about this. Coming into Eretz Yisrael and Tishrei. V'haya Kisavei El Ha'aretz. V'haya is the Tzura Chodesh of Tishrei. You come into Eretz Yisrael and Chodesh Tishrei. Sitting in the Sukkah is a B'chin of Eretz Yisrael. And so he said, Mikdash Hashem Koininu Yadecha. But the Mikdash is called Koinenu, the place of Cain. That Yadayim, which are Yadayim of Koinenu Yadecha, like the hands of Moshe, Yehidad of Shamaisha, Yadayim Emunah, like we said before, hands like Moshe can build a sukkah. Because if you understand that every loy is really a Cain, then you can build a sukkah. The loy is in Rosh Hashanah, but the Yom Kippur is Megala the Cain, the Rachamim, which is the yes, I love you no matter what, you can do whatever you want in the Vaidas Hashem. But befrat that it's Lashem Elokeich. Leisas who came when it's Lashem Elokeich. I mean, the person has to be sure that his kavan is Lashem Shemai. That's what Rav Nachman says in Chaim Aran. He says, "V'gam lamanu kama tzrichim lechazik l'shaber hamaniyas." How much one has to break the maniyas? Adat imafilu hi imhu ba'atzmo mitzav v'maskin. Rav Nachman says, even if I myself tell you, Livli lihi yoset slay al Rosh Hashanah, not to come to me Rosh Hashanah, Chalila listakel al zeh, Rav Nachman said. You can't listen even to Rav Nachman himself. Don't even ask him. Shum she'el al zeh. Because he's going to tell you, bevad, that you don't come. Afapichim binakudas ha'em islamite tzichin li yazdaf. You have to go. This is how he conducted himself. His whole life. He understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being like Cain. So that's how he conducted himself also. People would say, should I come to you for Rosh Hashanah? No, don't come. And then he'd say, where were you? What do you mean, where was he? You told me not to come. Okay, so you don't understand like Cain. Especially in Rosh Hashanah. If you don't get this, then you don't understand Rav Nachman. You can't understand. You can't understand why people flock to Uman if you don't understand like Cain. This is Mamash's tire. That if a Jew has a real rutzen to go, then it'll open up for him. But it has to be Lashem Elokeichem. If it's just to be with the Chevron Uman, then that's not called Lashem Elokeichem. People have many, many reasons why, and then they come home and they have Shalom Bayis issues and they're crying and it's like, what happened? What happened to the Avtacha? That wasn't the point. That's not called Lashem Elokeichem. You have to go there to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hashem Ram Nachman, I'll help you. I'll help you get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if that's what you're here for. But if I'm just going to come home with Shalom Bayis problems. There's so many lois in the world. There's so many lois. We say in the beginning of davening, we say, we have lechoyim b'avaydasai, v'levi b'duchanai, v'leisal b'mamadai. We have nothing. Everything is a loy, loy, loy. We don't have a tiger, we don't have a base of mikdash, we don't have a navi, we have nothing. We're loy, 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 loy. This is a generation where we mamish have nothing. Hashem said no to everything we want to have. Hashem says no to it. But a Jew has to know that behind every loy there's a chain. that if he wants to be a Navi, he can have a Neviyah. If he wants to have his own Beis HaMikdash in his life, like the Gemara says, Kol Mishi Yishlei Das Ki Lenivim Beis HaMikdash, you can have a Beis HaMikdash. A Jew is not short of anything, Bizman is there. In Pnimis, he can have everything. In Chitzonius, everything is taken away. But in Pnimis, Hashem is still giving everything. That's why Chazal say that Be'ikvus of the Mashiach Chutz B'Yazgi. You have to be a Mechutzav. And the secret of Chutz B'Yazgi means that you have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you everything, but behind that light is a cane, but the Kavanah has to be L'Shem Shammai, and then Hashem opens up all the doors. With this Yisrael, you can mamash understand a plia tzuma. That if not for the Hakdama in this Torah, it would make no sense b'chla. Listen to this word by the Rishiner. I've never seen such words from the Rishiner before. But listen to this word. Tell me if it makes any sense. Try to erase everything we spoke about and listen to this word. Sense. This is what it says. Nish'alti masha amar av HaKadosh Mishin. Somebody asked me about what the Rishiner told him. This is what he said. Timcha ezecher amalek mitachas hashamayim loy sishkach. Listen to the way that the Rishiner types this pashuk. Perish. Kishe timcha ezecher amalek mitachas hashamayim. When you eradicate Amalek from the world, loy tishkach, you will find, because tishkach can mean to find, you will find the loy. You'll find the loy. So the sefer beings, it was brought down in Piskam and Kadisha, that somebody was asked, tell me pshat in this visioner, that when you wipe out Amalek, loy tishkach, you'll find the loy. Really, there's no loy. It doesn't exist. It's only because there's an amalek in the world that confuses us, that we see a loy and we really don't understand. That it distracts us, the Yitzhahara, that we shouldn't do things l'shem shemayim. Memela, there's a loy. Because the Yitzhahara does a good job, amalek has a good job, to distract us from our kavana l'shem alakeichem. But if we would do things l'shem alakeichem, that's called mechias amalek, then loy tishkach, then you really understand a loy. Because right now, there's really no loys. Doesn't exist. It's just a fabrication of Amalek. So we said many times, Bakesel Yom Chagenu is Gematria Amalek. There's a clip of Amalek on Rosh Hashanah. But if you follow Rav Nachman, if you follow the way of Rav Nachman, then even in Rosh Hashanah, there's no clip, there's no Amalek B'chla. And now you don't have to wait till Yom Kippur to have that cane. You can have cane even in Rosh Hashanah. That's a Rav Nachman and Moshe Rabbeinu, they go hand in hand. Loi chein avdi Moshe. This is the great shavach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah. That the avdis of Moshe is what's called loi chein. That with his emunah, he's able to turn every single loi into a chein. And that was Rav Nachman's whole life. You know, Rav Nachman, he spent his whole life trying to go to Eretz Yisrael. That was like his big thing. I have to get to Eretz Yisrael. And you know how he got to Eretz Yisrael? If you read the stories, he just pushed his way in. Every time Hashem sent him a Meniyah, which said, you're not going in, he said, I'm going in no matter what. Because of Nachman, as he says many times in the Likutei Maran, that the Tzaddik Hador is the Neshama of Moshe, and he needed to bring Moshe into Eretz Yisrael. Because Hashem said after 515 filos, you're not going in. But you know what? Those 515 filos came back later in the days of Rav Nachman, that Hashem answered those tefillos, and because Rav Nachman understood the netzrius of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was able to push his way in. He had to bring the neshama Moshe into Eretz Yisrael. Because he's Moshe, he died in his yahrzeit. He died in Moshe Rabbeinu's midah. It was kind of this kinyan in the avoid of Moshe Rabbeinu called Leikin Avdi Moshe V'chol Beis Yinemanu. Shechnai is this Indian of the Shechina Kadesh, the cane. If you're Sidrushu, if you derish that cane, Uvasu Shama, you'll get there. It's Aftacha, you'll get there. And Shama is Moshe, Osios Moshe. You'll find Moshe there, you'll bring Moshe and Teres Yisrael there. That's be the Shechnai Sidrushu, that you derish the cane. that every time Hashem throws you a law, you're Darish the Kain. How you Darish the Kain? If your Kavan is L'Shem Shammai. That's what my Rebbe told me. He says, sometimes a person has to be very careful. He says he knows somebody that he mamish pushed to go into Eretz Yisrael, a certain bezel for chassid. He had a good life in the States, and his kids were doing well, and he had good business, and he went to Eretz Yisrael, and everything fell apart. Hey, what about Rabbeinu? What about Rabbeinu? Right? Rabbeinu says you have to have Kavanah L'Shem Shammai. Otherwise, there's a wall. Otherwise, there's a wall. Hashem puts a wall there. You have to be able to get rid of that lie. The only way to uplift, to turn that lie, to go behind the lie, and to reveal that Cain is if the Kavanah is L'Shem Shammai. That's the amun of it all. But it's a klal gadol in avodas Hashem that if a person feels like he has menias, and everybody feels like he has menias in his life, there's someone with his parents, someone with his wife, someone in his business, someone with his friends, this one in his learning, in his avodas Hashem, getting up for davening on time, putting on tefillin, whatever it is, every minia will go away if the kavan is L'Shem Shammai. That's called being Dairish Maisha. This nakuda that we should try, we don't think about that. We go through the motions, almost so to speak. We don't even think about the nakuda of L'Shem Shammai. In Rav Shitz, the nakuda of L'Shem Shammai is mamash the chassidus. But it's an eitz and a tachbul and a vedas Hashem also. Some tzaddiki be mamash koyvei the entire day achafizeh, but it's an eitzah. The person he sees a mania, he says to himself, maybe I'm not thinking L'Shem Shammai. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I can't make it be L'Shem Shammai. And if I can't, then I'll just run into a wall. Maybe. But that's the fire that Rav Nachman spoke about being a nar, being a nar, being a nar. Being a nar means always having that vitality in Avodas Hashem. It means that a person has such a cheshek that he'll turn every law into a king. That he looks at it, he keeps his eye on the tachlis, like in Torah Samechei, you keep your eye on the tachlis and you just go for the tachlis. Never take your eye off the tachlis. What about all the manias in the way? There's no manias. The Baal Shem Tov's Torah, that every wall is really just empty. There really are no walls, but that's because the Kavanah is Hashem Shammai, and then there's no walls. But if the Kavanah is not Hashem Shammai, then there's a wall. So as we sit now in this time, that the Avira of the Sukkah is being blessed right now with the presence of the Yushpiza D'Maisha, with the Neshama of Rabbi Nachman, it's two great Meir Drachim in the Sinyan of Leichein Avdi Maisha, and this great way of Avodas Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us. And the neschos, the neschos of their Torahs, the neschos of that which they continue to teach us within each and every generation. We should be zeicher, not just that every life should turn into a king, but the pnimis of that. That Hashem should help us, that He should gift us, v'schanan el Hashem, with that gift, that matnas chinam, that every single kavana which we do, it should always be l'shem shemaim, to be ma'ar the nekuda always. And with that, every single Jew will be zeichet to his chelik, to his bechin in Eretz Yisrael, to be oil Eretz Yisrael, hakol ma'alim Eretz Yisrael, b'bias kol tzedek, m'heir v'yamein u'amein. Amen.
V'ya filu b'yasta v'ra, shabisa v'ycha v'asta v'ra, oi b'vadah,